This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Knox County Animal Control section of the Sheriff's Department is still pretty busy these days, and they're looking at doing something to maybe perhaps help things out a little bit when they have animals in tow, perhaps looking at a new kennel. And Deputy Roger Underwood is the Animal Control Officer for Knox County, and he's on the line now. Deputy, thanks for your time.
Sure.
So tell me how this idea came about and exactly what are you looking to do first?
Well, this idea, actually, we've had it in the kind of in the inquiry phase for a couple years. And we've been looking because we've been keeping track of the number of animals that we get. And so we've started noticing an increase in the number of animals. And, you know, we're getting them for multiple reasons. You know, people that can't afford to feed them anymore because of a job change or the economy or something like that, you know. And they don't know what to do with them, so they give them to somebody else, and somebody else really doesn't want them, and then they, you know, they end up on the run out in the country.
Yeah.
So we actually have been picking those up and, you know, trying to get them medical attention. And if they're, we give people 7 days to try to reclaim their animal. And, you know, we want to make sure that we try to get these animals back with their families if they really want them.
Mm-hmm.
We've had cases where people have been gone on vacation and left someone else to watch their animal.
Yeah.
And the animal gets away from them, and all of a sudden, you know, that person has lost the animal and they don't know what to do. So if we can find it, we can usually try to get them back together.
But otherwise, you're looking at what, building a kennel here or operating one somehow?
Well, we're kind of in the phase of trying to figure out what's going to be cheaper, whether to convert a building or to build one. It won't be a very large kennel. We only, well, this year we've gotten about maybe 50 to 60 animals that we've had so far.
Okay.
And so, you know, we don't get a great number, but the idea is some of them, if they're not reclaimed, you know, we might have to keep them 2 or 3 weeks to try to get them ready for adoption.
Okay.
You know, so we can test them, see what kind of, I'm trying to think of the proper term for it, temperament.
Yeah.
You know, because I myself would not want an animal back out in the community that I wouldn't trust my grandkids with.
Oh, sure.
You know, so any animal that doesn't pass our test, we'll try to send them somewhere where they can maybe work that out of them. You know,
like,
they have a bigger facility.
Like a humane society or something like that?
Yes, yes. You know, and give them the opportunity to come in and, you know, take this dog and see if they can do something with it.
Usually what happens, let's say, after that 7 days, if you don't keep an animal longer, what happens then? What's usually the procedure?
Well, we've only had to put one down that, you know, we couldn't keep past the 7 days, and he was a poor old soul that someone had dumped, and he was deaf, and he couldn't see very well, and he was just constantly agitated by noise and movement that he didn't understand what was going on. So he was trying to bite at everybody.
Wow.
So, you know, the most humane thing for him is to put him down, because that's no life for somebody to, you know, an animal to be scared all of its, you know, the rest of its life.
I guess we've heard a lot, just maybe general in the news lately, Deputy, about, you know, general animal shelters being filled, and maybe seems like maybe lots of cats lately. But does that help some of this too? Maybe having a better kennel in your possession so that maybe some of the other shelters aren't as filled?
Well, you know, we'd be willing to work with the other shelters. I don't know that we will have, you know, as big a space as some of them right now, you know, because it's going to be a trial and error type start for us.
Mm-hmm.
to make sure we're doing things right, because some of us, you know, this is our first sticking our feet in the water of kenneling, you know, animals and that. So, but we hope to help and, you know, other places and try to work with them.
Sure. So if you go forward with building or putting up a kennel here, do you have a cost idea yet, or is it still too early to say?
It's still pretty early to say. You know, we're exploring some avenues, and we're hoping to find something that will work, you know, for us. And we've had a lot of good feedback so far since the news broke about the kennel idea. And we've had a lot of good feedback and a lot of people that have volunteered to help.
That's great. So it sounds like that really after all these years of looking at it, that now is finally the time to move forward.
Yes, it is. And, you know, and we're so passionate about trying to get these animals back to people.
Yeah.
You know, and so because they're family members,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I myself have a dog that I adopted out of our kennels because no one claimed her, and I had gone to the city where she was picked up. I walked through the city asking people, have you ever seen this dog? Do you know who this dog might belong to? And the standard answer was, no, we've never seen that dog here before.
Does that come up a lot, all of a sudden nobody knows who this animal belongs to when you go pick one up?
No, it doesn't come up a lot.
Okay.
To return animals, we post it up I usually will post it on my Facebook,
yeah.
and then we'll transfer it over to the Knox County Animal Control Facebook
okay.
and the Sheriff's Department Facebook page.
And it usually works pretty well?
Yeah, usually within about 3 or 4 days, we've got somebody popping up saying, hey, that's my dog, I've been looking for them. So...
Do you have any in your possession right now, and maybe in general, how are things going for you these days? You said it sounds like you're pretty busy this year.
Well, right now, we don't have anything in our kennels in our possession.
Okay.
Of course, that could change tonight.
Yeah.
And with my being the only animal control officer, I have great support from the rest of the deputies.
Oh, sure.
You know, on my days off, they run and pick up animals. You know, if they get a call about a stray dog or something, they'll go pick it up. And if they can't find an owner, they'll take it to the kennels. And then they'll contact me either through my department number or through my personal cell phone number and let me know it's there. So, and they'll feed and water it before they leave it there. Mm-hmm. And then I can go back out and check on it as soon as I get the message. And make sure that, you know, I scan them for chips, take pictures, you know, so we can try to get a good record of it.
You really are the hardest working man almost in show business here, aren't you?
Well, you know, there are days where I will go 3 or 4 weeks, you know, of working every day, you know, for about an hour, hour and a half. Because.
Wow.
You know, on weekends I'll go feed, clean kennels, walk the dogs, you know, play with them some and that, which I don't mind. I'm a dog lover,
yeah.
you know, and my family, we work with the 4-H dog show.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's a whole family event, you know, so
mm-hmm.
everybody understands when dogs are in the kennel, they got to be taken care of. That's a priority.
Yeah.
So.
I guess one last question here before I wrap up, Deputy. Obviously, we hear all the time about how tight county finances are these days. Is this something that you think the county can afford to do, or is it maybe one of those things where you can?
Actually, the funding for this will come from our selling the county rabies tags, which
okay.
are mandated by the state of Illinois. And that's what funds the animal control department.
Ah, okay.
And so we really get nothing out of the general fund. We're pretty much a standalone department, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not a wealthy one, but, you know, we have to try to save pennies everywhere we can.
I hear that. That's for sure. All right. I look forward to hearing about how far you get developing this, and hopefully this will become a reality for you. Deputy Roger Underwood with the Sheriff's Department, the Animal Control Officer for the county. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for all you do for the county.
Thank you.
Deputy Roger Underwood on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports next on WGIL.